Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our treasured words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the time we can study your word. I pray that you'd enlighten our hearts, encourage us with these wonderful words from the scripture. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our treasured words today are found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Every one of the promises that God made to Abraham now belong to us. Because we belong to Christ, and now we are heirs according to the promise. Just think of it for a moment. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Every promise that God made to Abraham is part of our spiritual inheritance. When God said to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations and a blessing to many back in Genesis chapter 12, we were part of that promise. So I just pray that God would give each of us a revelation today about what it means to be heirs of the kingdom, an heir of God, a co-heir with Jesus Christ. Folks, there's no higher call, there's no greater destiny than to be part of the eternal family of God. I hope you're encouraged by the words of Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. So you are no longer a bondservant, but a child. And if a child, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, our next treasured words will be this coming Friday, and I hope you'll join us in church on Sunday. As I say at the end of each one of our times together, God is good all the time. See you Sunday in church.